Although I was really mad when they first built it, because apparently they were going to build, like, huge apartment buildings there, which would have looked really awkward right there. But, yeah, that area has been cleared out, and then several other places just all around my town. The trees have been taken down, and they're getting ready for building, although I'm not sure they're going to actually build anything because of the economy, but...
Is it a good thing, or a bad thing, or neither?
I miss the trees. They were pretty. You know, they're good. They provide air and everything, but... I mean, with the exception of the Super Target, which I was excited about, because it's so close, I think it's not really a great thing. It'd be nice to have a little bit more space, rather than so many buildings, and more people moving in all the time.
Where would you say most of these people who are moving in are coming from?
I have no idea. I have no idea where these people come from, really, because shouldn't they already have a place to live? I don't understand. I'm not sure. I guess they're children of people that didn't really, that lived all over the place, because, I don't think there's any certain specific area that these people are coming from. I'm guessing it's just everywhere, overflow from everywhere.
Did you know a lot of people growing up? Were a lot of your friends natives of Roswell, or were they more of the type who moved in later in life?
Most of them were natives of Roswell, all born pretty much in the same area, grew up there.
You said you think you of yourself as being from Roswell, not from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that applies to other people that you know in Roswell? Is that a general sentiment, or...?
Well, here, the other people that I've talked to who actually live in Roswell, about half of them say that they're from Atlanta, and the other half say that they're from Roswell or Alpharetta. So I'm not really sure if it's shared, and because I'm not really sure exactly why I identify myself as someone from Roswell, I couldn't really tell you whether other people feel the same way, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you get to Atlanta from your house?
My parents pick me up. I don't know. People drive me, because I refuse to drive to Atlanta. Too much traffic.
Which road they might use?
No, I have no idea. I don't know about roads.
What kind of vehicles do you and or your family members drive?
Well, I have a 1989 Volvo station wagon. Lovely classic car. The radio doesn't work, and the air conditioning and heating doesn't work either. And it's as old as my brother. He drives it now. I'm sure he loves that. And then my dad drives a Toyota Camry, and my mom drives a minivan of some sort from Toyota.
What kind of vehicles do you see in Roswell? Does your situation mirror that of most other people's?
Other than the station wagon, yes. Pretty much everyone has a minivan. Although there are a whole lot of SUVs in Roswell. All of the 16-year-old kids got one, apparently, for their birthday. And so there are a lot of those.
Yeah. Is it common for young people to have a car in Roswell?
Yeah. Most of them did. They had a humongous parking lot right outside of our high school for all of them to park in. So.
When I say the word gas guzzler, what comes to mind?
Just SUVs. All of those SUVs those kids drove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, where in Roswell did people go to hang out? Specifically younger people, high school kids, where did they go?